have your fear, which might become reality. And you have Godzilla, which is reality.
I'm sick of Godzilla.
Whether he returns or not, or is never again seen by human eyes, the things he has taught us remain.
We could start going with this. Okay. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to YHS on Monster Island. Now, this week is going to be a little more compact. It's going to be a little shorter. We are going to talk about our feelings on Monarch, Legacy of Monsters, but...
Cut it there. We're just going to talk about it.
We can, yeah. But first, I want to say hi to my co-host, JK. What's up, dude?
Well, thank you for saying hi, Mr. Walsh. I'm doing good, dude. I don't know. I'm excited to talk about... I'm forgetting the name of the show for a second there. Monarch Legacy of Monsters. Yeah. Just because I feel like it was so many, 10 weeks or whatever, and we haven't really sat down and chatted about it. And it's been a couple weeks since it ended. And I'm just like, we just gotta let's sign, seal, deliver this one and move on to the next thing. But hey, dude, I gotta tell you, we're living in a world where Godzilla is nominated for an Academy Award.
Yeah, pretty crazy. I don't know if anybody was watching Toy Anxiety last night. We kind of talked about the Academy Awards a little bit and how I feel very conflicted towards them because I think the Oscars are dumb and, they're just kind of I don't know, whatever. But that being said, I'm very happy that Godzilla was at least nominated for special effects. I think it should have been nominated for more than just that, but,
Yeah. I mean, 100%. Here's what I view it as. I'm not an Academy Awards guy. I used to be. And not I'm only going to watch The English Patient and Sling Blade. Actually, those are good movies. But I was always the one rooting for, the blockbuster to win. not nominated. I love the In Memoriam. Got to watch the In Memoriam. Yeah. And opening numbers are usually good and stuff.
And sometimes somebody gets slapped in the face. So,
right. But to be honest with you, I don't think I've actually watched an Oscars in probably 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
I just read the recap. I'm like, okay, moving on. So I don't get too invested. But the Godzilla stuff was really cool. Because it's Godzilla. It is kind of neat, even though it's VFX. It's not best foreign film. It's not one of these more snobby categories. It's still Godzilla getting in front of a lot of people that still haven't heard Minus One or will even consider a Godzilla film a film. And so maybe it's opening up a few more eyes. So that's kind of cool just to see Godzilla's name read next to, some other more, I'm using not my words, but more acceptable Hollywood-y type films.
You can say pretentious.
Right? It is pretentious. And it sucks because some of those pretentious movies are really good. Sure. Some of them are literally hot garbage, and it's just they create this own little cult of personality where they push it. It's because it's, that, for some other agenda. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what bothers me is that it's a very small handful of movies that are all nominated for every single, I haven't seen Oppenheimer. It might be great, but it's got 13 nominations, and I'm like, guys, why is that even allowed? What's the point? So they take a small handful of movies and pretend that those are the only movies that matter for the year, and that's the part I hate about it. But yeah.
I mean, there's so many good, and it's the thing. There's so many good movies out there that it's a little bit like Godzilla is a microcosm of film, and the fact that there's a Godzilla for everybody, and there's the Godzilla. There's silly, there's serious, there's animated, there's obviously live action, there's CGI, there's all this really cool stuff, And, you know, it's not like we only focus on one or two, right? We look at the whole spectrum. It's like movies. It's like there are a lot of great stuff. And just because it's a comedy, just because it's a horror film, just because it's genre fiction, like it's, you know, it doesn't negate it being good. Yet the Academy seems to think that for the most part.
Yeah. But every now and then they get something right. And Godzilla being nominated is something right. And I will, you know, I'll be, I might not be watching along, but I will be checking my phone to see if Godzilla wins. So
I love it. Oh, he will. He's gonna win. You know he's gonna win.
He better. cool. Jay, so yeah, we'll move right along, man. I know I don't know what you're feeling as far as pickups this week. You got any pickups to show off or
no? I got nothing this week, dude. I got absolutely zilch. Nada, zero, nothing.
Whoa.
I know.
Whoa. I know. Have you ever not had pickups?
A few times. Yeah. The good news is I have two things that I'm really excited for that will be coming in. I know our stuff that we got from Monster Patrol should be shipping soon on top of that. So there's some stuff coming, but right now, like this last 2 weeks, I got nothing. I should have held some stuff back in reserve, you know, surplus, but you know, I got nothing.
Pretty crazy. I got two things, nothing like super huge or fancy, but I will show these off. One thing I got from Max Toyko, though.
Oh, yeah.
My Kappa came in. Now, this is the one I told you after I bought it. I kind of panic bought it real quick because, you know how stuff is. It goes fast. I know they had like 50 of these all together or something like that. Yeah. But I bought it. Some of them were already sold out. I was like, oh, this one's cool. Let me buy it. And then I bought it. And then I was like, that might not be my favorite color. That's still available. Should I buy another? And I didn't. I was like, you know what? I got a lot of green Sifubi. It'd be nice to just have something that's pink and see. And I mean, I like pink and see-through anyway, but
yeah.
It's got this nice little painted by Max.
Max did this. Nice.
Yeah, it's got his it's hard to see, but he did put his name on the bottom there. But yeah. So I love this little thing.
Yeah, I love that sculpt. It's like crude and primitive, but like it's still like fun and stuff. Like I love that. They had really cool colorways, like the six or seven that they had out there were really cool.
I was very happy to see it. I like Kappas, so I'm gonna buy it. So
one of those David Kaufman, the Secret Handshake toys, the ones in the cucumber car and the pickle car.
Yeah. It's on my list. So the other thing I got feels like I got this so long ago. I know you've already seen it. I did talk about this on Toy Anxiety. I got to pull up my Instagram because I don't want to say this wrong, but the Instagram page is Zhang Young Mao. And that's all it is. But I got this cool little, it's called, I think he's just called Yummy Kaiju. And it's like a little, you know, not Godzilla. But he's got a little spoon and a little chef's hat. And then he also...
The Culinary Kaiju. I love it.
Yeah, Culinary Kaiju came with, you know, the little pot with with a fish.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, dude. And the little fire. So you can... Yeah, set it up
in the world. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, I saw it and I was like, this perfectly fits in with my collection.
Oh my god, so cool!
Yeah, and I did have to, I'm not 100% sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's only three of these in this color. I think they do three at a time. This was the second colorway. The first round was green. Mm-hmm. I actually liked the blue better, so I did have to enter a lottery to win this, and
of course
I was feeling so good when I got that Instagram message saying I won. I loved it because this guy is just, he's perfect.
Oh my gosh, that is such a cool toy. I'm so jealous. That is I just love everything about that. Is a great sculpt. That is fun and whimsical, but also like just amazing. Like it's really, really good. Really, and I love the paint is really good on it. I love the little silver spray on his belly, the light blue vinyl and the dark blue accent. Yeah. Wow. Kudos, man. That's,
yeah.
I'm glad I didn't have any pickups now because they would have just been overwhelmed by that. Amazing. No. That's a really cool pickup, dude. Yeah, I didn't see it until you sent me a picture that you won that lottery. I'd seen it on Instagram. I was like, just like, what? Well, what? And how do I not have like 12 of them? That's amazing.
Yeah, it happened really. I just became aware of them pretty recently, and you know, I don't think they've done a ton of the mm-hmm. these figures yet. Like I said, I think this was only their second colorway, and I don't know for sure if there's only three, but the photo that had the lottery thing mm-hmm. only had three figures in the, and I'm like, oh, this might be a real small run. I don't know. I don't know. There might be 20 for all I know, but I'm just I'm trying to make it sound like,
you know, they're like Hasbro. They're doing 20. Yeah. But no, that thing will look really good next to your Chilean GOM.
Yeah, that's where I keep them, right up in here with all the kind of cutesy stuff, right in this little corner, right there.
Okay, so first off, those out there, go join our Facebook group, the Monster Island Visitor Center, because you posted a picture late last week, about you're doing some rearranging the shelves. How's that going? That could be its own episode, but how's the shelf rearranging going?
Well, I mean, it's pretty good. It's given me, you can see these all these empty. Yeah, so I basically had some other stuff in these mm-hmm. two shelves, and I took a lot of it out of this room and put it. I had a couple empty shelves in my hallway here, mm-hmm. and they've been empty. I bought them with nothing to put in them, just because I knew I would fill them. So they've been in the hallway. One of them is all Ninja Turtles. Just mm-hmm. like I try to put. What I'm trying to do is, like, if I can't fit it in there, then that's when I stop buying Ninja Turtles. You know what I mean? Like, trying to fit it all in there. Yeah. And the one beside it was completely empty. So I had some NECA Gremlins over here, some Universal Monsters, some ET, some kind of random stuff. I moved it all into the hallway.
Very cool.
And then I also had Toxic Crusaders and Dino Riders and Attack of the Killer Tomatoes over here as well.
What a trio there.
I sold the Dino Riders and I moved the Toxic Crusaders and the Tomatoes across the other side of the room, and that just left two completely empty shelves. And then I condensed the Godzilla stuff, just got in there and, you know, just put, instead of just like throwing shit on the shelf when I got it, I actually went through and rearranged it, rearranged the Trendmaster stuff, and mm-hmm. it left a lot of room, you know? So I was able to clear off the top of three shelves over here and two full shelves over here. So I went ahead and put all the cute stuff in the top square here. Uh-huh. Most, whatever cute stuff would fit in one square, you know,
yeah.
But yeah, so I have, you know, a full shelf and then 3/4 of another shelf completely empty. Oh, and then I have two empty squares on this side of the room, and I have space. I got a lot of space right now. I'm doing good.
You know what that means? I'm gonna go buy some stuff.
Dude, we're buying a toy as soon as we're done recording.
Well, hey, you know, speaking of toys, you have to save some small space, but you got to save some space because soon we'll be able to announce, but I'll say it here, at least the fact that it's happening. I won't tell who, what it is or the specifics, but mm-hmm. Kaiju Go, there will be two Max Toy Kaiju Go exclusives that will be there. And they will be officially licensed. It'll from Tsuburaya, and it'll be really, really awesome. But more to come on that. But you got a safe spot for two Max Toy size.
Okay. I believe you just gave a hint.
Maybe.
I'll be there, okay. And I will buy them. I have plenty of room for two Max toys.
Yeah. But yeah, you probably could fit like 25 of them in there, but
that's what I'm saying. I got plenty of room. Yeah. They're right. I'll get them, bringing them home. Yeah. Would you watch this week? You watch anything?
You know, it's funny. I did. I was and I've been saying this for months, but you know, I've been rewatching and watching again the same episode sometimes three or four times because it's hilarious. A lot mm-hmm. of Spectrum. But I was rewatching the last three or four episodes in the series. So Spectre Man, just so you know, like it's a little bit different than a lot of the other tokusatsu shows for many reasons. But for one, how the episodes are. So there's 63 episodes in there, and everything is a two-parter, except for there's three like solo ones, but there's 30 two-part episodes. So like you watch it, everything is kind of like 45 minutes instead of, or 44 minutes instead of 22 or whatever the total runtime is on an episode. But and so I've been watching the last few like episodes, and it's so crazy because Spectre Man came out in Japan long before it was dubbed and released in the US in the later 70s. And you can tell like early on, like it is like Ultraman-esque. I mean, it is like superhero fight kaiju. And by the end, in the world of tokusatsu in Japan at that time, like Kamen Rider was taking the world by storm. So it became a lot more like martial artsy and like human-sized monsters and fighting and stuff. And there's occasionally kaiju, and it's very like, I mean, they go from like just a pollution squad of scientists to like we can fight monsters and fight aliens and no karate and ninjas and everything. And it's just so crazy. Like, I just blink your eyes and it's like I'm watching Ultraman, and the next one it's like I'm watching Kamen Rider, and it's just so crazy to think of that. And and I just watching those last few, the last episode's great, or the last two episodes are great. But that show is like, we have to go do a deep dive on it, or I have to do a top 10 episodes. I think I'm gonna take a break because I've been watching it so much at night. It's like I can't fall asleep unless the Spectre Man's on.
I'm sure Shelly loves that.
No, she's already asleep. Not again. And because the dubbing is just so over the top. But that's what also makes it great. Dr. Gori and Paras dubbing is just, it's next level amazing. But yeah, I mean, it's, there's some like kind of poignant moments in it that like has no reason to be. And it's like, oh, wow, well, that's really good. But then there's some stuff that just like, it gets, I'm not saying it gets wackier as it goes along. And it's a great show. But I've been watching that. But other than that, no, I mean, I'm gonna go see Minus One, Minus Color tomorrow. And I'm looking for show times as well, I know. So that'll be something we can talk about next time. I mean, I think it'll be cool. I'm not one of those that's like, oh my God, it's gonna be a totally different experience because it's black and white. But I think it'll be cool, and I'm glad I'm gonna see it.
Yeah. I'm just happy to see it again. And what I'm expecting is that there will be moments that I'm not expecting that might just hit differently in black and white. Like, you know, certain things might be like, whoa, that looks so different than I thought. But early on,
especially early on in the movie, I think some of those scenes in the city.
And the stuff on Odo Island is probably going to be pretty. Yeah, I bet that's going to be scary stuff. Yeah, I'm excited to see it again.
Yeah, well, hey, real quick, have you watched Shin Kamen Rider?
What is that? I've never heard of that.
One of these days, man, it'll be a Patreon episode.
Yes, I will do it. I'm going to keep everybody on their toes about it, though.
Oh, I love it. Our last episode, you have to hold out for years, man. In the last episode, it'll be like, okay, now we're going to talk about Shin Kamen Rider, fade to black.
Yeah. It'll be like one of those... it'd be like one of those things where we're like, next week we finally talk about it, and then next week never comes.
Canceled. Yes, I love it, man. I love it.
We gave it away. Well, Jay, that's all we watched. That's all we bought. Very light week, and I think it's a light week for news as well. What do you got?
Very much so. Yeah. So yeah, just a couple things. It depends how deep we want to go. Like, you can dig deep in tokusatsu, and there's probably a thousand things. We're going light. Yeah, but we're going light. I'm hitting the heavy stuff. The first one we've already talked about, and that's the awesome part. But I wanted to ask, did you see the reaction of both, obviously, the Toho folks, but then, like, when they were reading off to the Academy? Like, it got a huge ovation there, too.
I didn't see that. I didn't see the one where they read it off to the Academy, but I saw this one, and it made me cry.
I know, it was so and like I said, I don't know the context of the film, but it was like two presenters, and it looked like it was in, you know, the Sony Theater or something. They were reading it off, and they're saying, and you know, nominated for VFX, the creator, yay, Godzilla Minus One, ha ha, yay. So it was like, it was nice to see like Godzilla, the big pop.
I'm gonna make sure I watch that tonight.
Yeah. So I mean, I just that type of stuff makes it cool. Like
I just hope. Hey, here's the thing, though. This would be the biggest, the best flex they could ever do. I hope they got somebody at the Oscars wearing that Millennium Godzilla costume. Mm-hmm. And when it wins, I want to see somebody in a fucking Godzilla suit.
Yep.
Accept this award. Yeah. I want to see him walking around with the Oscar.
Oh yeah, or just like he puts it on the ground and steps on it and walks away. Yeah.
And then I want to. He goes up there and Godzilla goes up there and he points at Will Smith. He's like, "Don't you try anything." That's what I want to do.
Oh, it'll be amazing. Yeah, I'm excited. I think it has to be nothing else on the that jumped out as like,
why
is
Napoleon on there? Why is Napoleon even on there? The only other movie I saw was Guardians of the Galaxy, and the movie's fine. It's not worthy of an Oscar. It's every other superhero film. I can't say anything. I do know Mission Impossible is insane with their stunts, and they got Tom Cruise jumping off a motorcycle into the air and just like hundreds of feet doing his own stunts. But come on, this is it. Look at that face.
I mean, also hey, it's been 70 years. Give the Big Lizard some love. But also like the other thing is like they did it with the staff and with the budget that they did. And it looks better than 99% of the stuff with budgets that are 100 times more. Like, come on now. Like, I mean, if anything, it's going to suck for VFX people in the US. That'll be like, hey, they won an Oscar and you need $100 million.
They get their, all their budgets are about to start getting cut. And they're like, nah, dude, if Godzilla can do it, you can do it. They're gonna be like, "Hey, we're gonna start outsourcing to
Oh my god! Yeah, Toho's just gonna be doing VFX for like Marvel. Yeah. Next. It's gonna be amazing.
That'd be great.
I love Marvel. But anyway, so I just thought that was such a nice, and I know it made its rounds around the kaiju community, and rightfully so. It was just a cool, endearing moment that you kind of also sometimes forget. Like we get so tied into the fandom, but you have to forget these are people's jobs and livelihoods and their skills and their crafts that put these movies together.
Yeah.
And other than us just being like, I love Godzilla and I want to buy toys. But this is more straight up recognition for them. And, and I think that's kind of cool. Cause sometimes we lose sight of that. Like the people that we just see the finished product, us, that's all that matters. Right.
Right.
But it's people giving us that finished product. And that was really cool just to see how happy they were to get that recognition and of course the fandom is crazy, but I don't know. I thought that was just kind of neat and something we don't
get to celebrate. No, you're right. You're right. I'm excited. Do you know offhand when the Oscars are?
I don't. No? Soon, right? I mean, aren't they usually in February?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I think that's why we do the Jeffries in February, but
we got to cross counter program them. We got to counter program. Why would you watch that when you can watch the Jeffries on YouTube?
Do you think we can buy ad space during the Oscars for the Jeffries?
Oh yeah. We'll just cut in they do the State of the Union and the other party does their rebuttal. Yeah. Do the same thing. You thought that was an award show? Check this out. Yeah, it would be amazing. I'm excited for the Jeffries. I know, and not to go down much of a rabbit hole, but I know we've been kind of trying to talk to all the experts that we do and finalize a list on some of our categories for kaiju toys.
It's hard this year.
It's the hardest year.
It is.
It was hard for last year.
Yep. Yeah. It's really rough. Yeah. It's going to be good. It's going to be worth it.
It's great for us as collectors. It's great.
Yeah.
Stuff. It also makes me realize oh man, I should have bought more stuff this year. Cause there's a lot of these. I'm I don't even have this. we gotta make, of course, some of them a little price point, but
they're gonna have to start sending us review samples. Yes, if they really want to win these Jeffries.
We should start. Yes, yes. Hey, Neo Player One, you need a Jeffries
for your. I wanna get a package that says for your consideration, and it's just all your toys.
Yes, they're like, I want to have you guys win, but I really need
I need it in hand.
Experience with that Desu Goji. Go ahead and send it over, man.
hey, you know what? I'll pay for it. Just give me the opportunity to not have to fight through a sold out lottery or whatever.
I'll pay for shipping. I'm not paying though.
I'll pay for shipping. Yeah, I'll ship it.
But yeah, so that was number one and kind of the biggest new, really the only like major news item. But their stuff is kind of cool. So I wanted you to talk about this one because you sent me this and King Kong 76, making its way to 4K, Ultra HD, Steelbook, limited edition, all that good stuff. And they told me physical media was dead. When
I called before, I love your tagline.
Is that the one that's going to come in and make Walmart and Best Buy do Best Buy exist? Target be like, oh crap, we can't get rid of our physical media because Jeff Bridges and Jessica Lange in King Kong, he's coming.
Hey, I've always loved all of this artwork. It is some of the greatest kaiju artwork out there. I feel ashamed for not knowing who did all this. But it looks great, man. It looks really good. I'm excited about this. I feel like somebody... Here's the thing. I sent you this photo because I saw it posted. I don't think this says what company's putting this out. But didn't somebody put out King Kong and King Kong Lives very recently on Blu-ray? I feel like I own this movie on Blu-ray.
Yes, they did. I'm looking this up. They were. It was put. I'm trying to find who actually did it.
It's like air. It might be Arrow or
Shout did one.
Shout. Yes.
Did one in 2021. Yep. 2021 was Shout.
Shout. Yeah. But I would rebuy this because this is a steelbook, and I just love that having that art on the cover.
The art is beautiful.
Slipcase. Yeah, I would buy this for the art, even if I already own the movie. But this also has the theatrical and the extended TV cut, so that's pretty cool. I mean, I'm down for this. I hope they put out a King Kong Lives steelbook next. That'd be great.
That would be cool. And then we get a King Kong Escape steelbook.
Oh, yeah. I'd love that.
King Kong Lives, I just had the VHS. I did. I don't need any more. I'm trying to see. I'm looking at this. I'm trying to see who's putting this out. Paramount Home Media Distribution.
Okay.
Paramount.
Yeah. Cool. Do it.
Art is so 70s, but like amazing. I don't know. Yeah. There's something about it. It makes me very happy.
Yeah. Put out every King Kong movie in steelbook form. Just give them all to me.
And get a time machine and go back in time and find those two lost Japanese Kong movies and then put those out in the film book. Yeah. Go back and stop World War II and let's find them. After this one we got... Okay, so this is really cool news. I actually got this from our good buddy Jacob over at Kaiju United. I saw him posting. That's a really cool site. I don't know if you've gone, if you've done a lot over there, but I know there's obviously great resources in the kaiju community like Club Tokyo and we talk about kaijubattle.net a lot. Michael over there does an amazing job, especially collectibles and stuff, really cool stuff, and Sovi Tokyo and stuff. But the Kaiju United came out, I don't even know, I don't want to mislead anybody, I think about a year or so ago, and Jacob, I met him at G-Fest, and he's just been gathering writers and content producers, whether it's podcasts, whether it's the written word, videos, kind of has people in all parts of the country. They go to events, G-Fest and All Monsters Attack and Kaiju Brooklyn, and hopefully we'll get somebody for Kaiju Go next year, or this year, excuse me. Anyway, Jacob's kind of the mastermind behind it. He was one of the extras on The Whale God, SRS Cinema, that Kaiju United one. Well, anyway, long way of saying, I saw this first on his site, on Kaiju United. Shinji Nishikawa is his really cool book of art that was a lot of his concept stuff that he used for a lot of the Godzilla that Toho ended up using for Godzilla stuff was the Godzilla Great Anatomical Picture book, and it's being translated into English for the first time ever with release in September. Right now, the working title is like the Illustrated Encyclopedia of Godzilla,
and that already exists.
Yeah, the tagline though is like Shinji Nishikawa dives in the depths of Godzilla, something like that. How many encyclopedias of Godzilla? But anyway, I think this is really cool. I'm a huge fan of Nishikawa's work.
He does the best. He does the best Godzilla artwork. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, it really is. Like, the crazy thing is, in a kaiju art is such a, to me, like, it's so vast. There's so much of it. Yeah. But, like, when you really get down to it, you have, it's like Nishikawa and Yuji Kaida. It's Bob Eggleton. It's, you know, it's Tom Whalen. There's not many, it's, you know, when you go to kaiju, not just Godzilla, then it's like, you know, your Mark Nagatas of the world and stuff. But, like, there's not that many when you it really boils down to it. And if there's a Mount Rushmore, Nishikawa's on all of those Mount Rushmore.
100%. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I've always thought he's done some of the best Godzilla art I've ever seen. I just love the way that dude works. So, yeah, I'm excited for this. I'm super excited to be able to get, because it's hard to get some of his books. You know, I've looked before and tried to get some of his other books of artwork, and it's just really hard to get that stuff over here. So the fact it's getting translated, it's great.
I think that's the cool part. It's like, yes, honestly, like, the visuals are worth the price of any book because they're so good. Yeah. But, like, any extra tidbit we can hear that we might not be able to get from a book that we can't read and can't translate it. I think it's cool too. I think that's just an extra oomph. So thank you, Titan Publishing, for bringing this out, because I'm really excited for this one. And mm-hmm. I'm like, man, Nishikawa, I would probably say, like, Nishikawa and Bob Eggleton are, like, the two for me, like, that I just, when I think of Godzilla art, those are the mm-hmm. two that usually pop. And Tom and Yuji Kaida right there next to him too. But, like, just, like, I just think of Bob's stuff because I can just remember, like, going on the internet when it first started, and, like, the first images that I saw when I was, like, searching Godzilla, you know, after I logged into Prodigy or whatever, you know, and was Bob Eggleton. So it's, like, just etched in my mind. And then, you know, Yuji Kaida, that stuff, I think, just, like, it speaks to me. It's just this perfect, like, balance of bold and comic and classic. I don't know. It's just, it's awesome. I don't, yeah, guys, talent.
You're right.
So that's a really cool new release. The next one, speaking of releases, you mentioned lottery. Mm-hmm. How about the new Unraku and Saku lottery from Medicom? The Dr. Yamane explanation material version, you know, the famous image that he shows in his when talking about Godzilla and what he is to the Japanese officials, like him peering over the hill. I mean, I've given up on trying to, like, getting worked up on Unraku or being surprised, I guess, that they're releasing stuff. But between the GMK last year, Space Godzilla that's coming out, this thing, like, I mean, they don't miss. They are just hitting home runs every time.
Yeah, this is a great toy. I saw this the other day, and I was in, especially the fact that it's got the hill with it.
Oh, that makes it. That's the best part.
But listen. This is the ugliest color they could have chose.
No, you're wrong.
It looks like diarrhea. I hate this color.
First off, Jake, you need to go see a gastroenterologist. I like it because it has that kind of, like, if you think, like, the screen, that kind of brownie sepia-y type stuff. No, I love it. I love it. I love it. I will take the diarrhea Yamane one from you then. Don't enter that lottery. Save one for me.
It's a beautiful figure otherwise. I think it's very beautiful. It's an awesome sculpt, and I do want it. That color is eyesore to me. What?
The face is so cool. Like,
it is. Yeah, the face is great. I love the stumpiness of all, you know, like in Rock. That's one of the things I've always loved about Unraku, is the weird, like, stumpiness of the figures. This might be one of their best ones, but boy, I hope they put these out in other colors. I hate this color so much.
If history dictates anything, then you will have another option to get something.
Yeah.
It'll be another shade of diarrhea. It'll be something else. It'll be from, you know, higher fiber diarrhea. I don't know. But anyway, I love it. You know what? Here's the thing, dude. I don't have any diarrhea colored Sufubi, so it'll be unique.
And that's true. Hey, you're right.
Yeah, all my Sufubi is, like, pretty. I don't have any ugly Sufubi, so this will be great.
No, but this sculpt is amazing. I was so shocked they picked
it. It's a perfect sculpt.
But wasn't it? It's like one of those things. It's like there's so many different, like, singular shots of Godzilla that are represented in Sufubi form. Mm-hmm. And like this one, like I wasn't ever thinking like, oh, they need to do that as a toy. And then when it like when you show me this, I'm like, oh yeah, how have we not had this before? Like I just, yeah. It's one of those things. Like I'm so glad that they thought of it, but I absolutely adore it. I
think it was also very much. I saw this. And I sent it to you immediately, and then right after, it was like everybody was seeing it at the same time,
yeah.
And the community was just like, this picture was everywhere.
Oh, everywhere
that morning. Everybody was freaking out about it, and that I like that. I like when that kind of stuff happens. So
yeah,
cool toy.
Okay, so the next release, this might look like diarrhea. This is from a movie that's pretty much diarrhea. I'm joking, but. We got Gorgo from Titanic Creations, and now it looks like they're teasing unofficial Yongaree toys. Yes. Now I'm not familiar with any actual officially licensed Yongaree toys from the show of Yongaree Reptilian. You know, Yongaree that came out in the whatever, right.
The one that doesn't look like Yongaree.
That was in that movie. Look, I watch a lot of crap. I watch a lot of diarrhea. That is hard. That's a hard
one. I've seen one of those figures at a Dave's in Atlanta. And he won't sell it.
Yeah. Yeah. And they had also a little micro of the later Yongaree too, a little micro like wind up one. Yes, I remember when I went to Dave's with you, we saw it up there. Ridiculous. But anyway. I think Titanic Creations is perfect to give the Gorgo treatment to this Yongaree.
Sure.
I hope that they can continue to do other secondary kaiju officially because I love what they've done to Gorgo. You got a plush, you got a 30-centimeter one coming out, you have the articulated kind of action figure one that we both have. I hope that Yongaree gets that love, and then I hope they go on to Gilala and Reptilicus and Daigoro and you name it.
That'd be great. I'd love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's amazing. I'll buy this. I don't care how dumb it is. I'll buy this.
Oh yeah, we're first.
But hey, the dumber it is, the more sure I'm going to buy it.
I just hope in the toy, my one ask is that you can see the little flamethrower tube in his mouth when he's like fire, you know, whatever. You have to have the flamethrower tube.
Yeah, that would be.
Oh man, the Yongaree. Anyway, so that's it. That's all kind of the news. Okay. So some cool stuff, not a lot, but some cool new stuff coming out. Yeah,
good stuff. Cool, man. Listen, I know we got 10 episodes of Monarch.
We did.
Here's about what I have to say about it. It was cool. You know, here's the thing. There are moments that I really liked. We're not going to deep dive into the characters. We're not going to deep dive into every different aspect.
You don't have all your episodes broken down? You don't have those breakdowns for me?
Jay, I can't even distinguish. I feel like it's been 6 years since I've watched it, and I couldn't distinguish what happens from episode to episode. What I remember is it started off pretty great, and I was like, oh, I'm into this. And then maybe towards the middle, I got a little bored with it. And then towards the end, I started to pick back up on it. And there were things I really, really liked. I liked the earlier timeline better when we had young Shaw, you know, all the younger characters. I thought that was more fun to watch. I think the timelines and the family tree does get a little convoluted and a little hard to follow at some points. I'm like, hold on. They're great. They're the grandparents. Who's the mom? And it's just like, there's all this kind of weirdness. But I like that it stayed a little more in the serious side, a little more like 2014 Godzilla, but it kind of, by the time the show ends, you're firmly like Hollow Earth, King Kong, Skull Island, crazy shit. But they were able to kind of bridge it. There is one thing I think I really disliked.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to that, whatever. But yeah, that's just my general thoughts. The show was fun. I would watch another season. I liked most of the... I thought all the actors did a good job. Mm-hmm. there might have been too many characters, but I think overall there weren't any that I was just like, I hate this person or I hate this character. It was all, you know, it felt pretty well thought out. But what are your overall thoughts of this show?
Yeah, so the started out strong, kind of sagged in the middle, a little bit of quicksand there, and then picked up at the end. I agree 100%. I think episodes like 4 and 5 were a little bit of a tough slog, like purely entertainment. I would say, like, was Jay entertained? I was like, oh, it's okay. And it's not, oh, there's no monsters. No, I just wasn't entertained with the human characters. Like, I don't need monsters. I can watch a good show, people. Come on now. But I just was a little, and I think a lot of that had to do with there wasn't a lot from the older timeline. Also, I agree with you 100%. I think the older timeline was way stronger. I think it was kind of something we wanted to know, like the origins of Monarch. And I think that's like, it actually lifts the MonsterVerse up and gives us more kind of like knowledge about it. And I think we care a little bit more about it. Yeah. The more modern timeline, like, I don't know if I like hooked on to any of those characters enough to like where that would trump it.
That was my issue. I was just like, eh.
I was like, bring Kurt Russell back, man. He's cool. Come on. I agree. I'm glad to hear that you thought it was cool. That is definitely a better upgrade than the Skull Island Netflix anime, which was, it's fine. So I agree. I did enjoy it. I'm glad I watched it. I thought it was well done in the sense that they didn't like half-ass it, right? They just, like I said, might have been some pacing stuff. I love to see lots of monsters, but I don't think on my list of 100 things that I didn't love about it, I don't think it's at the top of like, oh, I wish there were more monsters. But I could say that about everything. I mean, I will watch, you know, I watch reality TV and go, I wish there was more monsters. it's like that's default to everything I watch. Everything can be better with more monsters. So I don't even have to mention it. But I don't think that was what slowed it down. I don't know if altered episodes were necessary to tell the story, but we got them. at the end of the day, when that last scene hit with Kong, I was like, I'm a satisfied viewer of this program.
Yeah, same. The monster stuff was what I expected. Whenever the trailers came out and you found out that this was a little more serious, a little more geared towards 2014, and also the fact that a lot of the timeline takes place before 2014, it's like, well, it can't be full of monsters because we've established that there are no monsters out in the world, as far as the public knows.
Yeah.
Until Godzilla 2014. So you can't have a bunch of big monster stuff happening. So the fact that the monsters that you do get are these like smaller, more contained, I'd say weaker when it comes to like opponents to Godzilla. And hey, I expected that.
Good fight, man. He was putting up a fight for a little fella.
You're right. The one thing that I kind of disliked, but it almost felt like they wrote themselves into having to do this, is that, so, you know, Keiko gets lost, and for 30 years she's just living in this other, but it's not Hollow Earth. It's like a dimension in between Hollow Earth and I hated that. And I'm like, well, the whole reason that exists is because we've already established characters can go back and forth to Hollow Earth and it doesn't mess with their age, but they've introduced that this messes with your age and makes you age slow or time doesn't work the same. So therefore it can't be the same place as Hollow Earth. It has to be a new place. And then they're like, you know, Godzilla's like, basically he's like taking the elevator back and forth. He's like showing up in some weird portal to get back and forth. Yeah. I don't like that. I like it better when you just think Godzilla's out there somewhere and he's been out there since, you know, kind of hiding. since 1954.
Yeah.
And now he's in the open. The fact that they're really going hard on, no, all the monsters are from Hollow Earth, but they come back and forth. It's like, that's when it starts to feel a little silly to me.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. I think that that was the extra, because when I was watching that, I was trying to take it back to like, do I need to rewatch Godzilla versus Kong to like get like the Hollow Earth mechanics to make sure like why did they not get older and
yeah,
you know, type of stuff, and or why didn't they, when they came back up, it was 20 years later or whatever. Yeah, so I agree with you. There was some clunkiness there, which, you know, obviously we can overlook in a show like this. And sure. And I blame Kurt Russell because he's like, we have to make him 91 or whatever. So yeah. It's like, we have to have this plot element.
Knowing Kurt Russell, though, that is how he's going to look when he's 91. Yeah. But then the other thing, it's like, they go through such a, you know, trouble for that. But then you got Anders Holm, who turns into John Goodman in under 10 years. I'm like, it took me 3 episodes to realize he was playing John Goodman's character. It's not explicit unless you remember what John Goodman's name was from a movie from, I don't know, 8 years ago. So I was like, oh, right, this is John Goodman's character. And then it's like,
does not age well.
It is 10 years. It's 10 years. The last time you see Anders Holm, I think it's supposed to be 62, and then Skull Island takes place in 72. And it's like, it's 10 years. He turns into John Goodman. Okay.
Maybe he went to a different part of Hollow Earth where it works in reverse.
Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah. But no, hey, I thought he was great. I thought he was really great. The team of, you know, him, Keiko, and Shaw were
awesome. Great chemistry.
I would have watched and been happy with the show if it was just those three and not the future selves.
Me too.
I didn't need all that.
Their chemistry was great, and I think you can tell that because when there were side characters that were introduced for a scene or for an episode, like, it all worked well because that core three were so good. Like the Japanese scientist that came up with the little the diving bell thing that phone, whatever he calls it, calls the kaiju, and or the general, which that guy was just, he nailed that type of, you know, general from the 1950s, you know, Dwight Eisenhower type look there or feel there. I thought everything was so well done there. I loved that. That could be its own
show. Now, we wouldn't have many monsters, but now maybe we'll have the 50 days that Keiko was down in the dimension of Hollow Earth.
Yeah.
They're just killing bramble boars and whatever else.
Dude, it would literally be like a remake of Land of the Lost. she can meet a Shaka down there and some sleep stack.
Who knows?
Great.
But overall, I loved... Overall, it was good. But hey, what do you think of... speaking of the monsters, so... I think the big two introductions were probably the Ion Dragon and the Frost Vark. Did you have any thoughts on those guys overall?
The Frost Vark was cool because it's, you know, something different. He had a very interesting design, cool face. Ion Dragon just looked like every other winged, like, I was like, oh, cool, Gauss. You know, it's like they all kind of look the same. Anytime you got a winged kaiju...
It's either Rodan or Gauss.
It's exactly.
Yeah.
While I didn't dislike any of the designs, I thought everything was like kind of grounded and grounded and simple. The only I did think, so you know, first episode, they find those eggs and they have they have Keiko kind of you think she's dead. Which I always, before they reveal she's not dead, I was like, really weird to just kill a character off in the first episode that you're, I was like, she's not. I was like, something's happening here. Yeah. I thought those eggs were going to be Muto eggs because they looked a lot like the Muto eggs from 2014. And I remember originally there was going to be another form of the Muto where it was like bug-like. You know, and that was, you were going to see it in the movie during the opening when it destroyed the power plant. It was going to be in its first form, which was more, you know, insect-like. So when I saw the eggs at the beginning of the show, I was like, oh, we're going to get that other form of the Muto that we never got because it was cut. And they were like bug-like, but then I was like, oh, these aren't the Mutos. These are just Megalons, basically. Whenever you see them later on and they're a little bit bigger, yeah. I was like, yeah. Is this MonsterVerse Megalon that we're getting? Yeah. I was like, this is kind of, because it had the big yeah. thing on its head, you know?
Well, they gave it a name. It's officially in the official stuff. It's the Endopede. So the Endoswarmers the Endoswarmers were the little guys, and then they can when they're like falling down, you know, see it cut out. I thought it was. Yeah, I was thinking like Batra Larva was. I was getting those vibes. But yeah, Megalon. Hey, and he goes down. Maybe that is when he falls down. He misses Hollow Earth and goes straight into Zootopia.
I hope so. But yeah, I thought all the monster stuff was pretty good. I thought it all looked pretty good. Godzilla looked great. Every time you saw him, like, you know, there were some good, you know, coming out of the ground a couple times, showing the other, you know, flashing back to the bridge scene from 2014. Right. All the Godzilla, I thought he looked, I was like, hey, for an Apple TV show, this looks great. Looks really great.
I thought coming out of the ground. I know that gets a lot of praise for that one, but I love the scene on the Bikini Atoll where they do where they try to kill him. I thought he looked really cool coming out there, approaching the bomb and everything. I thought that was really well done and cool stuff. I thought Godzilla was handled fine. Like I thought it was. Like I felt really, you know, it wasn't called Godzilla Legacy of Monsters. It was, you know, he's a central component of it, but like he doesn't have to be in every episode to move the story along. But the potential of him being there is kind of the Jaws factor, right? I thought it was great. I thought he looked wonderful as well. I love the him and the Ion Dragon, the brief fight there. I thought that was kind of cool. And I always love seeing Godzilla fight flying things. It's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean it's all good. I hope that we get a second season. I don't think there's any word what's going to happen. I don't really know how well it did as far as viewership or anything like that. But yeah, I would be excited to get more. I wonder if the new film has any bearing on whether or not the second season comes or not, because I was really surprised we even got a first season. You know, I was like, I swear when Godzilla versus Kong came out, they were like, this is it. This is the last movie. It's done after this. And now we got a show. We got another movie coming. So who knows, man? I would be perfectly happy with watching another season of this. And yeah, I mean, I know we didn't go like super hard, super deep into every episode. Maybe if there's a second season, we will. Maybe we'll review it episode to episode. But
live.
Yeah, let's do it. We'll do it live.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I think Godzilla Minus One is helping as well. Like, there's buzz there. I do think you know, if you're other Empire movie doesn't screw everything up and get everything everybody's money the week before. I think Godzilla X Kong will do fine. You know, it's not going to be a theater savior like Godzilla versus Kong was, but I mean, it's just so zany looking. There's going to be a lot of people watching it. So I think there's a good hope. I did read the director did say that they were very happy with the viewership numbers. They look really good. That could be total BS, right? That could just be that's what he's going to say. But I hope so, because I do think this one could do a second season with, you know, with the lead with Keiko and with the younger kids, and kind of as they start building these, because, you know, when she comes up, there's obviously time has passed as they've been building the Monarch habitation places and stuff.
In Skull Island,
And I think by doing that end scene with Kong was really cool and nice way to cap it off. But I feel like, well, we said this about Singular Point when they had that, you know, the Mechagodzilla thing. You can't just end with Mechagodzilla. You can't just end with Kong, but maybe they can. But I think that'll be cool if they bring it back for at least another season.
Yeah, and if they also focus a second season where they're just on Skull Island, they can do whatever they want as far as monsters. There can be much more monster fights, whatever. They could go as crazy as they want, because we know there's all kinds of shit on Skull Island. So,
and maybe they can take some of those animated ones from the anime and bring them into live.
Sure. That can
make those look. I get confused over the timelines, but I think they.
Me too. Still. Yeah. Yeah. Nobody remembers or cares. They could do whatever they want.
Hey, do you think though any of the characters from this show, like the ones that are still around, do you think they're going to make any cameos in the film? Do you think like one will maybe not New Empire because it's so close, but like if it continues,
maybe
do you think
down the road? Yeah, maybe down the road. I don't think Empire is going to have anything just because there already seems to be so many characters in that. Like, it's really weird to me. To look at and see which characters from the Godzilla movies they've decided to carry on to the next movie and which characters they've decided to be like, well, let's just have them disappear.
Yeah.
Millie Bobby Brown was like the main character in the last two Godzilla movies and she's just gone now.
Nah.
You know, and then they have other, I don't know. It's weird, but.
Yeah. I think I vote for more Keiko. I think she would be a great human.
Love Keiko.
Yep. Yeah, the face, the character is great, tough, alpha, smart, has a unique backstory, obviously, because she's like a zillion years old. I think she would be awesome. And I think, and also Hiroshi and the Tim. Like, I think there's a lot of people that they could definitely continue on and be cool in the movies and get rid of maybe some of the ones that have kind of run their course on the movies that be like, not working. It's not working.
Yeah. Which there's a good bit of them at this point.
Yeah, there's a lot. So anyway, so I think that could be something they could really do in the movies. But, you know, I don't even know where you go after what we're going to see in New Empire. I'm over my head is already like, what? How are you going to top it? Because it looks like it's just going to be out there.
I'm excited to see. I would imagine we're going to get a second trailer within the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Because the movie's coming, it's I think almost right at 2 months out, maybe a little, maybe a month and 3 weeks or something like that. I guarantee you, we're gonna get a trailer soon. That's gonna be more batshit crazy than the one we just got, and it's gonna have the other kaiju in it, you know, that everybody already knows exists, but hasn't gotten. hasn't gotten officially, you know, announced, but we know is there. We'll see, man. I don't know.
Hey, real quick before we go, I would ask, have you picked up any of the New Empire toys or have you seen them on the shelves?
I saw a couple. I'm probably not going to buy any of them just because I got rid of all of my 2014 toys. King of the Monsters. I bought everything from 2014. I bought everything from King of the Monsters. I bought everything from Godzilla vs. Kong, and I have sold all of it because so much of it is pretty identical.
Yeah.
I might buy the Doug figure because it's little. Because it's little, he's like this big, and it's cool.
Maybe Kong. It came to a Suko.
Yeah, the dumb little Suko. And I might buy it if I see it. I saw the giant Kong with the arm, and that's the only figure I've seen. That is the only figure I've seen on the shelf. So
yeah, the Scar King one looks interesting as the toy. It looks a little wonky.
You know what? The other thing I did see the Godzilla like mask, the one you can wear. Cool. I saw that, but yeah, that's about it. I probably won't pick them up though.
Yeah. Yeah. Same.
You're not gonna get any, right?
I think. Well, if I see the Doug and
if you see Doug.
Oh yeah, 100%. I think that's just. I mean. It's just so they're so weird, and I love
takes
it.
Up no space. Yeah, I was like, wait, is Doug in this movie?
Doug has a freaking boy, man.
Doug's hey, the fact that they've even officially named it Doug is funny.
That's what I love about it. Like, I mean, it's just it is. There's just so much right about that in the world, and that it's getting like a mass produced toy.
It's like Santa's Doug.
Awesome. It's like, hey, he stole his scene and now he's a movie star. I love it.
You're right. You're right.
He is he's by far the coolest Titan in the whole series.
Well, I think it's gonna be great when they make it canon that Doug is like a baby Godzilla. They just make it like it's the baby version of the species,
I hope Doug gets. I hope you know what. I hope he gets a an offshoot, the adventures of like Doug and Zuko, and they have a little kids show. Yeah, maybe done like in a fun animation style. Maybe get
Doug Land
to do it. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes. Yes. Yeah. I mean, little Doug and little Zuko. I really think that I think that Doug and Zuko could have like just a they just go on a long trip together, you know, road trip.
I hope they talk to each other. Oh, I hope it. I hope in this movie they have human voices. Like, yeah.
we think Doug's so crazy. He's like a very sophisticated talker. It's like I enjoy my fine Skull Island wine, vintage 1974. Yeah. But yes, I think Doug and Zuko are this going to be the stars and the breakout characters. And hey, you thought Grogu was huge? No, Doug
and Zuko. All right. Well, on that note.
That note,
we're right at an hour here, and we're getting the fuck out of here. So, yeah, we'll see you guys soon. See you in 2 weeks. Jake, anything else? No,
nothing, dude.
All right, bye, guys. Bye.